Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione with comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld.
We're here. Thumbs up from Bobby.
We're here for another week, everybody, and we're at full strength. There's no power plays. There's no guests.
Mike's bringing his A game.
Bringing my A game. Went to yoga. I've just had a cup of coffee. I'm feeling great. How was your weekend, Ben?
It was good, Mike.
Ben, by the way, for those of you listening, looks like he just rolled out of bed.
I woke up at like 10.
It looks like he just rolled out of a sleeping bag, is what I should say. Ben, what happened?
I woke up at 10, and then I came home, and then I dressed down back into my pajamas.
You were speaking Russian in your room as I walked in, which sounds like we were just talking about it as we were listening to you. It's a very terrifying language.
That's a terrifying beep from Bobby.
That's a good beep, because today on the show, I just got permission from someone that they'll let me use their song on the show.
Beautiful.
Do we want to just get right into the song? I mean, no, that's going to be the highlight.
Well, let's get into what's going on here.
What's going on with Ben's weekend. Ben, yeah. Don't try to shy away. Ben hates to talk about his weekend. He wants to get right to user tweets. Ben, what did you do this weekend?
Use these tweets on my nuts.
Oh, come on, man. That's a little early in the show. Let's kind of ease into it.
All right, yeah.
Go ahead, Ben.
Thursday, I went to Connecticut for Thanksgiving with my dad and grandma.
You celebrate Thanksgiving.
I do. I think it surprises
me because you weren't born here.
I think it's the only good American holiday.
Yeah, Thanksgiving that they stole it for the Indians, that we slaughtered and killed all these poor Indians. The March of Tears over there. You remember that?
The Trail of Tears.
Trail of Tears, yeah. Well, they put the blankets with the disease in them so they all die and everything.
Well, they're Native Americans. The Indians are the working.
Well, no, the Trail of Tears was after all the smallpox blankets. The ones that were strong enough to survive smallpox. Then they had a march 2,000 miles.
Right.
You guys really know how to take the fun out of Thanksgiving. Is that what you talked about at the dinner table?
No, we mostly talked about my dead grandpa's tombstone that was put in last week. That looks really nice.
Really upbeat family, Ben.
That was how we started Thanksgiving.
Yeah, talking about tombstones. That's his family. Sick baby.
That was how we started Thanksgiving, by going to my grandpa's gravesite and checking out the new tombstone they put in. Looks really good.
Your grandpa's gravesite website. He has a website for his... There's a joke there. Okay,
But where is it?
I don't know. We have to find... The search continues.
All right. Anyone out there, Mike went to the school to be a private detective, and he still can't find it. Let's see if anyone out there, any of private detectives, can find that Ben's grandfather's website.
Well, now what you're doing is you're butchering a great joke. You're butchering it. I was lost on that joke. You take a joke that's already a great joke, and now you're butchering it, dude.
No, I'm taking it and putting it out so the public knows. And they remember that great joke.
The public gets it, Bobby, okay?
Anyway.
Now let's go back to Ben's terrifying...
I'm going to use that next week on stage.
You can't use that, dude.
Yes, I can.
You can't steal it from me.
I can.
You can't. You can't. I will go on a tirade on Twitter,
no one's going to see.
I will go on
I'm going to do it in a small place.
It doesn't matter,
gonna
bro.
And I'm going to do the fireman joke, too.
You can't do my act.
I'm going to do your whole act, and I'm going to whisper it the whole way through, and I'm going to have it filmed.
You can't do my
act, and I'm going to put it on Comedy Central.
You can't do my act,
I'll plagiarize you to the bone, my friend.
I'm the only one allowed to bomb
with my act. I'll say I'm Mike Vecchione Jr.
I'm the only one allowed to bomb with my act.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't that be weird if you did my act, and then you booked more fire halls than I did?
There would be nothing weird about it. Bobby's personality with your writing, I see that crushing.
What are you saying? I got no personality, Ben?
Exactly.
What are you saying, Ben?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Ben?
Wall, Mike. That's what he said.
He said my personality shit.
Wall.
What did he say?
He said he's seen walls with nicer personalities. Watch it dry and paint.
Let's get back to your...
what happened to your weekend,
Let's
Ben?
Get back to your weekend. Were you talking about your grandfather's gravesite in Russian? Because that would have made it more depressing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, because my grandma doesn't really speak much English.
Of course not. And so what happened? Connecticut on
got
Thursday
stuck 19th. In traffic for two goddamn hours.
You brought your lady?
No, she was in Texas and then Boston.
Wow.
For her family stuff.
Okay.
So went to the gravesite after being stuck in traffic. It looked nice. Had dinner at my grandma's. I was like, really?
Did you have American Thanksgiving, or did you have some kind of weird
Russian Thanksgiving? Russian,
it was a combination. It was like Russian.
Did you eat any like dead bodies or children's bodies?
It's like a weird soupy.
It was a combination where it was Russian appetizers, Russian salads.
Is that like the Russian?
And then we had roasted duck and a little bit of turkey.
Did you
duck is way better than turkey, by the way.
Is it?
And it looks like a turkey, but it tastes
a bit better, but it's more fatty.
Yeah, but it tastes good.
It tastes sweeter. Like a pork.
Yeah, and then we had my grandma made a nice cheesecake for dessert, and then I was.
I want to focus on the duck because you're way high society on us. I think you said the duck thing just to order to, in order to establish the fact
duck
that
on orange.
No, that you're an upper level guy, that you're not a common American.
Well, I had
you're upper level.
Little,
you're
I
an
had
upper level.
Everything.
Now Bobby's going to one up you because of his insecurities. I had a duck that was famous, and in
no, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know what I had for Thanksgiving?
He had the duck from Duck Duck Goose.
I didn't have anything.
Or from Duck Hunt, the Nintendo game.
Yeah, he
I had two pieces of turkey. Four pieces of turkey.
You know what? Let's stay on Ben right now the whole weekend, and then we'll get to Bobby.
Ben, why don't we stay on Ben the whole weekend for everybody?
No, let's stay with Ben a little bit, because he likes to weasel his way out of it. Yeah, I know he doesn't. He looks disheveled this morning. He's like, oh, what are you talking about? I just woke up at 10. It doesn't look like you woke up at 10, bro. It looks like you crawled out of a fucking sewer.
He did. Look,
is what
so
it looks like. Jesus Christ.
And everything.
How about, I know it's not a form, we don't make money on this podcast, but act a little bit professional, dude.
I do.
I dress like this every goddamn week.
No, you
my
don't,
sponsors,
No, you don't,
every sponsor I mention takes very good care of me.
Because, what about the rest of us?
Because I'm the star of the show.
What?
I'm the founder of the show.
This is the way we're going to come at it?
Listen.
First of all, you're not the founder of the show, Bobby. We talked about it at the back of the Broadway Comedy Club, and we all came together on
it. But who brought up the idea? Who hired Ben?
I actually said we should do a podcast.
Okay, but who said, let's put Ben on?
Ben was back there at the time.
And we know he was the only clown that would do it.
I don't know how that happened. I think it
all came together. I did.
Did you ask for Ben?
I did. Did I, Ben?
He did.
I had met Ben before once.
I think the two of you were like, yeah, we should do it, but I don't know how. And then Bobby and I made eyes.
No, then I said, I saw him in the back and I said, here's a guy who's not funny, and we'll use him as a straight man for my comedy. Because I need that, like Abbott Costello, you know.
It's the first time you've used a straight man for anything.
That's a great joke.
Right, that's a great joke.
That's a great joke. You nailed it. People should be laughing at home. If you're not laughing at home, you got a lot of problems.
You have no soul.
You have no sense of humor. Back to your weekend. You ate cheesecake. You ate way too much.
Ate way too much. Went to my dad's place, sauna and jacuzzi, where I mostly just laid on the floor.
Oh, my God. What is your dad, a prince?
No.
I got a sauna and jacuzzi.
He lives in, like, a condo complex. So it's like,
well, yeah, but right in my apartment.
Yeah, Bobby's doing better than us. I'm not a common man, but Bobby's doing better financially.
You had duck, though.
Yeah,
I had duck.
That was the first year. You got me on that. I tried to lie with the caviar, but I haven't had caviar in like a month when I went to this party on Fifth Avenue.
Still able to bump yourself up off of taking the loss. Unbelievable.
I had to.
Unbelievable the way that
you
pulled that off.
Did I tell you I was sitting next to F. Murray Abram last week?
Oh, my God.
The LA Stritch
Street. Let's get back to Ben. Ben, the next day, what happened on Friday, Black Friday?
Friday, I was at my dad's place most of the day writing, and then I helped him print his brochures for his photography business.
Okay.
Ordered it online. I guess that counts as Black Friday.
How about artistic family that Ben comes
from? Very artistic.
Very artistic family.
He's a painter also.
Painter.
Upper grandpa's a writer.
And what about your mother?
She's an art historian, art critic, so
she
writes.
She's a critic, yeah.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
He comes from a very artistic family.
Very artistic family.
I come from a very autistic family.
It's a good joke. That's actually one of his best jokes.
But the thing,
Ben is fucking ass. He's fucking filled with fucking.
Well, he's an artsy guy, but he's very technically sound, which is rare.
Yeah,
that you have somebody with both.
Well, he doesn't really have
right brain and left brain.
I'm a little autisticy.
No, artistic. No, you're not very funny, Ben.
Autism doesn't make someone funny, Bobby.
Yes, it does. That's why I'm funny.
It makes them mathematical.
Oh. All right. So
that's only 10% of them are savants. Only 10% of autistic people become savants.
How do you know that 10%?
Because I read. I read scientific journals.
It's hard for me to believe. As this dog, I don't know if you listeners at home
the
hear the dog
barking
in the background.
In the
background.
And I'm feeling sad.
That's
I simply
eerie.
Remember the oh, boy
save,
that save I had. And then I don't feel
save
so
the
bad.
Singing for your boyfriend later in the show.
Come on,
no,
don't foreshadow.
Ben, stop!
Foreshadowing, Ben.
I don't have a boyfriend, Ben, first of all.
Ben,
I have no boyfriend.
Let's get back to Ben's weekend.
Guys,
it's my job to keep the thing focused.
Mike,
I gotta keep it focused.
Ben's mouth is my boyfriend. My urinating inside of it. I use him as a toilet bowl.
Ah, people don't want to hear that on their drive. People are driving. People
and
are
they
eating.
Gotta go to the bathroom right now.
They're
like,
eating.
They gotta pee. And say, boy, I wish
Wait,
I had Ben's
are
mouth.
Are you using Ben's mouth as a bathroom? I mean, I think it's funny. I support it. But I think that listeners don't want to hear that. That's
yeah,
not gonna
right,
get high
right,
ratings.
Right. I don't think you listen.
I mean,
to
I think it's great. Okay, Ben, we're on Friday now.
Friday.
Saturday, you did what?
Friday at night, I hosted a 10 o'clock show and then did a spot on the late show. Saturday.
You came back Friday night?
Yeah, I came in.
Where, Broadway?
No, Grizzly Pear.
What's that place?
You've been there. You heckled me last time you were there while I was on stage.
Oh, is that the place I walked in and heckled you? Oh.
Yeah.
Or did I heckle you, or did I come in there and give a shout out to the show?
Which is called heckling. Ben, your weekend.
Thank you, Mike.
Saturday, met up with a college buddy for some brunch. Ben did a bunch of shows.
Did you have duck also for brunch? Look, this guy's having brunches now.
What'd you have on those brunches?
I had a buffalo chicken wrap and like five Bloody Marys.
Way to come.
Five Bloody Marys.
Wow.
It was good vodka too, I think.
It wasn't by choice. Because the place I usually go in this neighborhood, Oliver's, it's like $3 Bloody Marys. But they had some stupid live musician that was too loud. So we went across the street.
And they had a bar there,
it's either $9 for one Bloody Mary or $15 for unlimited all-you-can-drink for 2 hours. So I had to take the unlimited 2 hours.
Right.
So I had to get my money's worth, where it got down to $3 per Bloody Mary as I had originally intended.
Wow.
Wow.
Your Judaism is causing your alcoholism.
Right.
Because you had to get your money's worth. That's Saturday. Sunday, you wrapped it up by how?
Saturday, I did a couple of shows. Then my girl, who was out of town for a week, I saw her finally Saturday night.
All right.
And then Sunday was...
Did you bang her a little bit?
Oh,
Sunday. I'm going to keep it classy, Bobby.
Let's keep it classy.
This is his girlfriend now.
She's
not some boy that came in.
Well, I cheated with another guy the other day. She said she was his girlfriend, too. Danny LaBelle?
Sunday.
What was the other guy? Matty Goldberg,
Matty Goldberg.
He came in from California. I saw him with Ben's girl.
He would
Sunday
never
Sunday had
that.
A lower, nice, relaxing afternoon.
Like
then did a couple shows at night. And hung out with the girl at night.
Yeah.
Like a chill hookah lounge.
What's the reason for your disheveled...
I slept at her place, came here at 10:30.
Okay, now
And I've been doing computer work ever since. For my book, please buy it.
Ben's book, Russian Optimism.
And remember...
Tell them where they can get it.
Remember who did the audio version. RussianOptimism.com,
the audio version is out. If you tweet at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, with, hey, give me the audio book, I will send it over to you. I'll see our Twitter
feed. Yeah, it's been... who did the audio book for you, Ben?
It's a combination. Bobby Haha did the original English. Then I had my dad read the Russian once I realized my Russian reading was so horrible I shouldn't record it for public consumption.
Right.
And then I did a second version of the English with heavy Russian accent, all monotone.
But that sounds like shit. Even though you're Russian, it doesn't sound like a really good Russian accent.
No, I think it is.
Your father was right.
It sounds frightening.
He said he should have killed you when you were a baby, but...
All right, come on, man. That's enough.
That was his autistic side.
Bobby, your weekend. We wrapped Ben up with a plug for his book. Now, which you should buy, by the way. I have two copies.
I ate a couple pieces of turkey.
Stephanie didn't keep hers.
She has it over. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I ate two pumpkin pies, some turkey, some more turkey.
Right.
And then, I banged some guys in the ass.
Okay.
That's on Thursday.
He's recounting.
That's on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving.
He's recounting it like an AA meeting. I had a lot of shots.
Friday, I ate some leftovers.
Right.
Is this food leftovers or nothing?
Yes, it was food leftovers. Not the boy leftovers.
Okay.
You throw them away with the garbage right away.
All
right.
We wanted to be clear about it.
Because they rot very fast, you know.
We want to be clear about it. Go ahead.
So... That's what I did on the, Friday.
Okay.
Saturday, I don't even have a recollection. I don't even use drugs or anything anymore. And I still can't recollect what I did Saturday except for, I know what I did.
Okay.
I had to go take care of some things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you be more vague? What specifically do you have to take care of?
Like, taking stuff to the dry cleaners, doing my laundry downstairs in the basement.
Okay.
Doing things like that.
Our listeners are officially asleep.
Well, what? You think about everything like exciting?
Yeah,
about
I think Bobby Ha Ha. We got Bobby Ha Ha for excitement.
Okay, at nighttime, I got online and I had a guy come over and I had sex.
Okay, you had sex with him. Okay.
And I put a giant condom on him.
Oh, you put a giant condom on him?
A giant one covered his whole body.
Okay, but then
just
you didn't...
Just in case he had anything.
Then you didn't have to use anything.
No, then I still had to use.
Wow.
Just in case the one over his broke.
That's no fun.
That's the one over him broke.
Now, what happened afterwards? You banged this kid.
And then I told him to get the fuck out.
No,
he was like 23.
23 years old. Okay, a young, spry kid. And you come in there, you take his dignity, right?
Yeah.
You break him down. All right, and then he does what? What did he do?
This is
This is what they usually do.
This is leading the witness, by the way.
I'm setting them up.
Don't lead your fucking ass, you
I'm just
up.
Setting them up.
I'm talking about, okay, this is what, when guys come to my house, and after they have sex with me, this is what usually happens during these times. We're going to talk, right?
Bobby's queuing up his phone for a special treat this for our listeners.
Bobby has an amazing life, as you know.
This is what they all sing.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in the yesterday. Suddenly.
Now, I'm going to pause this for a second, Bobby. How long after you were done did this poor man have
they
to
all do it.
Singing?
They all do it.
They all sing right after?
Right afterwards. They all have the same song.
It's beautiful because the song is so sad.
But this guy has a great voice.
He
did this for me. Someone did this for me.
Right.
Let's put the song on, Ben.
This is what it sounds like after you bang Bobby Ha.
After you get banged by Bobby Ha, this is what it sounds like.
I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me.
A Bobby Ha-Ha shadow.
Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Ben, stop interrupting.
Why he had to go, I don't know. He wouldn't say. I said something wrong. Now I long for yesterday. Yesterday.
More? It's a 5-minute
finish
song.
Finish the fucking song.
Nah, we can't finish the song.
We'll play it on the outro.
We'll
beat the shit out of you.
Okay.
Play the whole song.
We can't play the whole song on this. Okay, this
Why,
is
during the show today?
What's that?
Why you don't like people that are talented?
No, I do like people who are talented.
You're fucking non-talented, fucking whispering, fucking filthy, smelly. All
right, I think you're going through my throat.
Nauseous.
You're going through my throat now. The bottom line is that's a beautiful voice, but I can hear the sadness in his voice after being fucked by you. I can hear
that's
the sadness.
That's what everyone sounds like after they have sex with Bobby.
Sadness.
They sound.
He's crying out for his father. I need my dad. Somebody for some structure in my life because I just disrespected myself.
Yeah. they all sing that song.
That's the pitch. The pitch that's sung in is called Rock Bottom.
We gotta play more.
What a nice voice though.
He's got a great voice, but it's because of the sadness. It's dripping with sadness.
That's not the only thing that's dripping.
All right. Boom.
Boom.
Right
out of your mouth, the urine. I'm gonna get one of those white things. Like the mint things, and put it in Ben's mouth, so when I use them as a urinal, don't stink too bad.
Urinal cake, I think, is the right word.
There you go. Well, thank you, Mike.
It's a lot of urine in Ben's mouth today, Bobby. Yeah. You're in a cantankerous...
And a lot of shit coming out of yours.
All right. Well, now you're taking both of us on? You're not going to win, bro.
It doesn't smell so good in your mouth, what's coming out of it today.
You're not going to...
You're talking a lot of shit, Mike.
I'm actually not. I'm keeping this podcast focused for once. It's gotten away from us.
You're supposed
2 weeks
to be
without
moderator,
me here.
And you're not moderating.
No, I am.
No, you're down in Aruba. You're doing your TV shows, all your bullshit. While I'm busting my ass, except for the one day I had to go and do something. I was filming a porn. And Ben, and the sissy guy. What's his name? Robert? Pusher?
Puncher, yeah.
Whatever the fuck his name is.
No, he saved the podcast.
He saved
Puncher.
It.
I said thank you to the guy.
Did you?
Mike, this is the most moderating Mike has done in months.
No, but I have to come in.
No, it's about time. Look, can I tell you something? Last week, Mike came back from vacation, and he was a little down. He just was dragging his feet. Now he looks like he's getting back into the podcast, which we'll appreciate that part, but I don't like you slamming me here today.
Well, because it's out of control.
I feel like you guys are both attacking me.
I think that you're attacking us.
No, I've never
done that.
I think you guys are both jumping on me. And
all my troubles
seem so far. Yeah, but
that's
after Ben, I urinated in Ben's mouth, he's saying
that. All right, come on. People have heard enough of that, Bobby.
I'm not going to put the idea in people's minds anymore.
No.
Every time you look at Ben, ladies and gentlemen, just think of that.
How was your weekend, Mike?
Weekend was great. I'll be very, very short. I went up to upstate with my sister-in-law's cousin, Richard, and his family.
Oh, I didn't finish my weekend.
My girl. All right.
You didn't check about last night. There was last night.
What happened last night? I think that singing was the...
No. Last night, some other guy who I met online about two years ago, he tells me he's on his way to my house. And I'm waiting and waiting, and he lives right near me. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then I try
Bobby's
to contact him
back. Bobby's looking at his watch. Go ahead.
And I contacted him back because it was like 3 hours.
He's reliving the moment by looking at
his
watch.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Thank you,
he's
Ben.
He's a very method actor.
Right. So Ben, what happened was, I'm talking to Ben now because the other guy, he's not listening properly. And the listeners out there, of course.
Well, he could either listen or moderate. He can't do both. He's a simple guy.
He can't do it right. He is. I shouldn't say that. So what happened was, this guy never showed up.
Right.
But I forgot about it. And I had him blocked on the website there. The Out of Rata. So what happened is, yesterday morning, I just saw his name somewhere. I said, okay, let me just unblock him because I forgot the reason. It was a couple years ago why I blocked this guy in the first place. He's really cute. And he contacts me yesterday late afternoon. And I wasn't doing anything last night. So he comes, says he's coming by. And I still forgot the reason why I blocked him. So he comes over to the house this time. And then he tells me the reason.
Mm.
He goes, I'm sorry what happened a couple years ago.
Right.
I didn't show up. I said, it was you. I forgot all about it. This is why I blocked you. He's mad. He was going out. He's with a guy for 7 years.
Mm.
And he didn't want to cheat on him that day. And he decided to turn back. So last night, he's cheating on a guy because he came over and... He got Bobby Hard, yes.
Is that what they say after they're done? If you're done with them?
No, he was just singing that song too last night. But
they say mommy when they're done. Mommy,
no,
why?
That'd be
mommy,
great.
No, mama, I just killed him.
That'd be great if Bobby was like, you just got Bobby Hard.
I do. I have pictures of, look at this.
You don't want to see.
No, but I think I like that as a catchphrase. You just got Bobby Hard.
No, I can show you.
I don't want any graphic pictures. I don't want.
No.
I don't want it in my mind.
No, I would never do something like that. I would never show
anything. It's going to be gaping.
No. I'm showing my picture of my Christmas tree I put up this week. Mm. On top of my Amish fireplace.
Wow.
In front of my talking Elvis with the motion detector. In front of Bobby Hodge's gerbilectomy.
Bobby does have, it's a little 12-inch Christmas tree. And
yeah,
I pull it
out of the closet every year, you know what I mean?
You pull it out of the closet?
Yeah.
That's a great use of
now, Bobby. Most gay marriages, don't they just have lots of sex with other people anyway?
I don't know because I don't do those sort of things. When I'm committed to someone, I'm committed to them.
Okay.
So I'm not committed right now, so I can do what I want to do. But the only thing is, the cost of condoms is killing me here. The price went up or something.
You want us to do a Kickstarter for your condom campaign?
I think we should. We should do a Kickstarter for my magnums. I use Magnums.
Let everybody know that.
Yeah, I have to.
Makes a great start.
Well, Mr. Moderator, we're over 20 minutes in.
Okay, so I want to hear the guy cheated on his husband last night.
Right.
How dare he do that?
I hope you punished him extra for that.
Oh, yeah. And the guy, he didn't get breakfast this morning when he left. Usually I give him a nice Bobby Hart breakfast. I make some good breakfasts.
Yeah.
Bobby Hart makes great breakfast after a good night of sex with Bobby Hart.
Ben probably wouldn't like that because he's used to brunches.
Oh, yeah, right. Brunch. He wants him to get taken out for Bloody Marys.
Fancy.
Oh, he'll have a Bloody Mary, all right, after I get through with him.
That was good. He'll have a Bloody Mary.
All right, Mike, how was your story?
It was good. Upstate. I went upstate with
Richard.
Richard, my sister-in-law's cousin, who I haven't seen in a long time. I brought my girl up. We had a festive, good time.
A Festivus?
Festive.
Oh, do you have a Festivus poll?
No. Just a festive.
That's December.
Good time.
This is December.
Thanksgiving wasn't December.
We had a good time.
Right. I thought he still might have had his Festivus poll out.
We had a good time, came back, and then I worked. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Were you worked. During the day? You worked during the day?
How many shows did you have this week? A lot.
During the day, I just was mostly sleeping and recovering because I worked very, very hard at night doing spots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
What about your girlfriend? How's she doing?
She's doing good. Why? Why are you asking?
Because I like the girl. She makes nice desserts. Did you tell her my birthday's next week?
I like her too. Is your
Monday show? My birthday's Tuesday. So Monday's show, maybe after you guys bring me lunch, maybe your girlfriend, if she's listening, I know she listens. She's a great girl, that girl. How about making another
she's
one?
She's like our number two fan at this point.
Yeah, I got a whole lot of fans. I have people that follow me back.
My brother stopped.
You know that. No, Ben,
my brother stopped.
You go to my shows, they're packed, buddy. Another thing is, I have a following, but, you know, that's just me. You know, what am I going
to
say?
Yeah, way to bring your following to this show, Bobby.
Well, they do come to my shows. And they've been following me for years, and, you know, I don't, of course, you don't have a following because, you know, but you will have a following now because I tell my people to follow you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bobby.
I think I need a foot up in the industry from Bobby. Ha ha.
Hey. Give I got the connections.
You got the connections.
Listen, you know why I got connections with producers, directors, everything.
You'll get a foot up somewhere from Bobby.
Let's get to the topics, man. Why don't you lead us off?
Ooh, topics. How exciting.
We're 20 minutes in, but it's
25, but who's counting?
We're going to have a 50-minute show today.
No, we feel like we're 50 minutes in already.
Right. No, because Ben's not talking about topics. What topics?
No, well, Ferguson's the biggest topic. We had to go
through. Let me steal Ben's thunder here. Ferguson's the biggest topic of the week.
Go ahead.
Ferguson.
Shortly after our podcast recorded last week,
the verdict came in. It was
where he was not charged.
The grand jury did not charge the officer for shooting of the Michael Brown. Now, I have really no take on it because I'd have to know the evidence myself before I take on either side. What do you guys think about it?
Well, the grand jury didn't indict him.
Right.
So that's the thing. They were saying there wasn't enough evidence to...
But
to
they also did it like... Because a grand jury isn't supposed to listen to evidence for 25 days. It's just supposed to be a summary and then a jury decides. Mm-hmm. If it looks like it should be an indictment, it goes to a jury. If it looks like it could be guilt, it goes to a jury. It was very uncommon the way the prosecutor presented the evidence for 25 days where he made it like a trial but not in public. It was a very shady move that... almost never happens.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
And the police officer resigned.
He resigned
today.
No way.
He resigned after all those protests.
Yeah, because he was scared. Yeah. People, the death threats and everything.
Yeah, but there was no
he
way.
He couldn't work no more. No, not now.
No, he couldn't. Maybe a desk job, but even then.
No, he couldn't work anywhere.
No, he would be called out to it. They said he would be putting the lives of other cops in danger.
Right.
How do I feel about it? I don't know. I think everybody's just ready to jump into a camp. I'm more of along the lines of look at how, like, the things up to when deadly force was used. Like, if deadly force was warranted in that situation. That's more along the lines of what I'm concerned with.
Well.
So, it's really about the facts of what happened up to
First of all, that's Missouri, right?
Ferguson. Yeah.
And, you know, that's a show-me state.
Mm-hmm.
Show me some evidence. Show me something.
Well, I mean, there's two. First of all, everybody jumps on the thing like, "Oh, he wasn't armed." But the cop didn't know that at the time.
They did struggle first, and then the kid they said was backing up. Some people said he had his hands up. Some don't. Different experts had different opinions.
Yeah, right.
I really don't know.
It seems like it should. I know gone the shots. To trial.
Well, the thing is this: the last couple of shots, he was already on his way down the kid because it went right through the top of the skull. And the only way you're going to get a shot off like that is to get into the top of the skull is if he's actually falling or already down. He had to be falling to get the bullets to go down.
I mean, I don't know. No.
The trajectory on the experts, right. The bullets that went to his head.
We shot six times, right?
Yeah, but the ones, he already was shot a few times. And this is with 9mm. And the trajectory was going down, according to experts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way that's going to happen is he's falling at the time. So why?
He could have shot a bunch of shots off. Right? This was an automatic weapon. He could have shot a bunch of shots off. I don't know. That's really the issue. The issue is with whether deadly force was warranted or not.
Right.
The rest of the stuff, the people on both sides, the rest of the stuff is, you know, I don't know. I don't get into. That's really the crux of it. Was deadly force warranted
at
the time?
Well, I was in places where I was stationed where deadly force is always warranted. If anyone anyone breaks your perimeter... Deadly force is
right.
Warranted.
This
is right in the United States. There are places in the United States of America you don't want to walk into when they tell you deadly force is authorized.
Like army bases
or somewhere.
Poker games or whatever.
No. We're talking about the United States government.
Yeah.
Right.
There are places you do not want to step to or you will be shot and killed.
No, I feel like if the cop pulled his gun and just executed this kid, he should be in jail. Period.
He was a struggle.
Right.
The kid was robbing a store. Right. He beat the guy up and everything. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff involved. I'm kind of like, I think he overdid it myself. You can always shoot the kid in the legs. My son-in-law is a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
He was shot at by this kid. My son-in-law returned fire. He shot the kid 6 times, but all non-lethal. He went for the guy's legs.
Is that procedure, though? I thought you were supposed to shoot to kill.
No, it depends on the situation.
I thought that was procedure, though, shoot to kill.
No.
You're going to draw, your
only
weapon.
If it's like dangerous.
No.
Where he like, shot.
And this is a guy that took 2 shots. They took 2 shots at my son-in-law first, at his partner.
Right.
But he had clear shots at the guy's legs, and the guy went down immediately and dropped the gun, so he shot him in the leg again, to where, or in the arm. The last one, I think the last two hit him in the arms, so where he couldn't make another shot. He just stopped him, but kept the guy alive without killing him.
Well, the other thing is, on the other side of it, the people who are supporting the cop are basically, if you're on the internet, I mean, I read a lot of stuff on the internet like everybody else. If you're celebrating the loss of life, you just don't have a soul, I don't think.
Well, that's what I said when Osama bin Laden even got killed. Even though the guy might have deserved to be killed if he did what he did, I don't think he did what he did. But if he did what he did, does he deserve to be killed? Yes, if a guy kills 3,000 people.
Right.
Do you celebrate it? No, you should never have to celebrate the taking of anyone's life.
Right, I don't think that either. I think the people who are...
I don't like violence at all.
But I think the people that are doing that are like celebrating, I think they're way off. It hurts any other argument that they have.
First of all, we say this culture, this is our society, is this and that. We're full of shit. We're just like everybody. We're savages. The United States was built on war and killing people. We came to this country killing, raping, and pillaging the Indians.
Thanksgiving.
Right. We give thanks for it every year. And then we keep doing it. Our country is built on violence. We're a country of violence. That's what our country is.
The gun control laws don't help either.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any gun control.
The lack of gun control laws don't help.
No.
We're rolling one issue into another issue. We're just rolling issues.
Yeah, we're rolling issues here. The thing is, all of us, unless you really see the evidence and...
Yeah, you have to see the
evidence. Well, I believe this way, like we talked about before on the show. Everyone should have a camera on with a microphone.
Yeah, the police, absolutely.
Right, because anyone who carries a weapon, law enforcement, unless they're undercover, should carry...
Well, that's going to be the wave of the future.
The technology's there.
The technology is there.
That way there's no...
Look at California. 80% in that one town, the police brutality went down. 80% the complaints. I forget the one town in the middle of California there. It's not L.A. It's a little bit further north.
Sacramento?
No, Sacramento's northern California.
Monterey?
No. It's not none of those towns. It's a small...
Fresno?
No. A small kadunkadunk town. Like, you know, padunkadunk.
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 It's a padunkadunk.
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 Yeah, padunkadunk town.
The girl with the big butt.
Yeah, he's mentioned all these fucking real fancy places and everything that these real rich Russians go to after they rob and steal over there.
All right, well, it's very, both of
Monterey.
Us. Both of us, I think
Jimi Hendrix played, man.
All right, well, I think that all of us have very non-sexy, very controversial opinions. Basically,
I will say the rioting didn't help the case.
No.
No, those are just assholes. Anything. The people that do that loot and riot, they take away from the people who are trying to protest in peace, who have a real message to say.
Right.
They make it all bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Whenever you do something like that, turn to the advisor. If you look at where protesting actually did something in the world, they were all nonviolent.
Right.
Gandhi, Martin Luther King, and my main man from Africa there,
Nelson
Mandela. Okay. They did it peacefully.
Right.
And they all made a difference.
But I think that the media in this situation is
violence begets violence, my friend.
The media in this instance, it's very, very bad.
Fanning the flames.
But they're evil. It's just nothing but pure evil under the guise of free speech. Well, that's all it is.
Fanning the
media is controlled by certain people.
But you look online, you try to read an article or see a video of it, a Geico ad pops up. They're selling advertising off of this misery. But no one ever calls them on it. And when they do call them on it, they do this move. Do you think the media is at fault? They like talk about it like they're
themselves,
above it.
Like they're not part of it.
Like they're above it.
Yeah.
It's like,
hey, like we're doing right now. Like we're technically the media. This podcast is
But I gotta say that all of our like viewpoints were very like cut to the evidence type viewpoints. It wasn't
There
wasn't a lot of
innuendo.
Sensationalized whatever.
We don't go by innuendo.
No.
Or in Ben's case, innuendo.
That's why this podcast is not that popular.
Yeah.
Right. We don't sell enough fear and loathing.
Right.
I do.
The most interesting thing I heard, Vince August has a podcast. He was saying instead of...
You're listening to rival podcasts?
Yeah, I'm doing research. He's in the news. We're in comedy, so it's technically not a rival. Although I'm thinking we should switch to news.
Well, we are actually. It's just like John...
But in iTunes categories, we're currently comedy. I think we should switch to news. I've been thinking about it for a while.
Good one, Ben.
Yeah, you don't run it by us. And we
I haven't done it yet. Maybe I'm running it by you
maybe
now.
Maybe you should run it by us, you know, during our
production meetings.
During production meetings.
Sorry I didn't squeeze it in during those 15 seconds.
How dare you.
All right.
Anyway, Vince was saying instead of it being a black versus white issue, mm-hmm. black kid, white cop, whatever,
right.
they should be framing it as a citizen versus police using too much force.
Police
issue.
And government using too much force right. To keep
and then,
up down.
Then that would get more people on the side of the kid who got shot.
Right.
Instead of it, because automatically, oh, white cop shooting a black kid, like that, some people get turned off.
But also,
at
the beginning,
narrative.
They said this kid was an innocent kid who's right. going to go to college. He's right. a member of the Bloods gang, so is his mother and father. I mean...
I hadn't heard that part.
Yes, I heard that.
I haven't heard that, but I did see the convenience.
I heard that in the news. The
I saw the convenience store thing.
He stole like
and
a cigar.
And the kid was a member of the...
I don't
no,
think
no,
he
no.
even stole anything, but the way he like shoved that shop owner...
Oh, did he shove
him? Yeah, he was beating him up. He pushed him around.
Pushed
and
him like bullied.
Like he just
like
takes
bullied.
Shit. Yeah, he wasn't bullying
I didn't
the kid.
See that.
The kid was not a nice kid. Let's get real here.
Yeah, but...
Does he deserve to be killed for that?
No.
I don't think so. He deserves to go to jail for that. He does not deserve to lose his life for that. Maybe in jail he could learn a lesson. But... He was also a member of a gang and things like that. That hurt.
I didn't hear that.
Well, I heard that.
I'm
it was
pretty
somewhere.
Sure I would have been out there.
Was it?
More.
Okay,
I
thought somebody.
Well, no,
I read it somewhere. I might have read it on Facebook.
No,
longer.
But the right spins it the way that they yeah. want to spin it, and the left
right.
spins it the way they want to spin
but
it.
But like I said, I don't have an opinion on that because I don't know the actual evidence. I don't have it
right.
in front of me. If I had a camera of everything,
that
would
help.
Know. That's why they should put cameras on all law enforcement who are carrying a weapon. Plain and simple.
Even if you're not carrying a weapon.
No,
all right. out in the streets.
But let's put them on Boy Scouts then, Ben.
No, they're not gonna. Yeah, why don't
no,
we just put them? Yeah, why don't we put up your ass?
Boy Scouts
ben?
And Girl Scouts selling cookies.
If you're a police,
yeah, why don't we put one in your mouth, Ben, so you can see the penises that come urinating in there?
Oh, come on, that's a third urination in the mouth joke. Come on, man.
Well, you're doing threes.
But our listeners don't like
no,
that.
No, but you have to do the.
Look at Bobby quoting rules of comedy like he knows them.
Like I go by the rules.
Rules of comedy.
Yeah.
All right, this has been. I mean, I realize why I stopped. Doing
good,
this.
Good English. Good English.
I'm sorry. I got caught. I got caught with my pants down.
Yeah, in your endo.
But no, it's too much energy to moderate this thing. That's really what I'm saying.
That's why you've
it's
been
so much
it
energy.
Moderating.
I've been phoning it in, moderating it. Okay, so we're all in the agreement on that. But I think the media is especially. You can't watch too much of it. Do you ever watch like too much of it, and it's like it makes you feel like terrible? Inside, so you have
yeah.
to stop watching.
It takes a lot of weight. That's
it
why I go
your,
to those good
energy,
feel good stories on YouTube.
I don't like those either. Those because those seem like
contrived.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're contrived. What's that Brian Gumbel show that's on?
The Sports. I love that show.
I hate it because it's always like when they, especially this is what I really. Is
I like Frank DeFord. His stories are good.
Pet peeve. When they do wrestling, they do a national championship. It's like, this guy won a national championship in wrestling with one leg, which is amazing. But do a story on the other people who win national championship with both legs.
Well, what about the one that committed suicide the other day? He also played Ohio State football
Ohio
team.
State football
that's
team.
On the topic list. But
we segued right into it, me and Mike. Without you, we've been going into the list. Because me and Mike are professional.
I wasn't
like
done
that.
With Ferguson.
Fuck that. Ferguson's done already. We're into the segue into the wrestling.
It was a nice segue. Ben has
I'm gonna
to
I'm going
to
ruin the
but
segue.
But he shouldn't have ruined it. He just went with it because he saw me and you flowing well,
right.
and he wasn't involved in it,
right.
so of course he wants to ruin it.
He needs to bring it back to himself.
He's a hater. He's a hater.
I'm not pulling a Bobby Haha.
You're a hater.
No, I had two other things with the Ferguson thing.
Ben's got to get his points across.
Got to get the points in.
He really does.
All right, get your points in.
Well,
Ben.
We don't want to get his
first
slippers
one,
in a twist.
No, his panties in a bunch because he's wearing female panties.
No, but
he's wearing his girlfriend's panties.
He's wearing pajamas.
And underneath, he has his girlfriend's panties on.
Go
okay,
ahead.
Ben.
First thing, with the kid being angry and not a good kid, what if you go back further? Why is that? Because he lives in a poor community where he has no opportunities. His parents ignore him because they're working all the time or they're on food stamps or whatever. I don't know the situation. But all of society's fucked up and it raises people that are like that.
Well, you are on food
so you
stamps,
so you've got to fix all of society.
You're on food stamps, too. Are you Russians come
I'm
over
I'm eligible,
here?
But I'm not.
Listen,
I haven't
all you
haven't
Russians
applied.
Come over
I haven't
here.
Applied because I have all, pride, Bobby.
Yeah, you have pride. All you Russians come over here and they get the food stamps and the Medicaid and everything else. and they shouldn't give people that come from other countries any of this kind of aid.
But it's our Russian listeners out there. We're losing our immigrant fan base because of what
we never had a Russian. Nobody did.
We have an immigrant fan base.
I have some Russians that listen to this.
No, they don't.
When you go to start the car, you will know it is Russian listeners.
Yeah, that's why I'm on the other side of Queens. Well, I live in Forest Hills. I live on the good side, the Jewish side. Then the Russian side is across the street on the other one.
What's your other point, Ben? Please get to it.
The other thing was, it was a related topic. Sunday, the St. Louis Rams football team came out playing Hands Up, Don't Shoot as their music, which is what the protesters of Ferguson
and they started. I think that was wrong.
And the police wanted like an apology, and the NFL was like,
wrong.
We're not touching this.
No, first of all,
so
I think
the NFL
wrong.
Finally did something right all season.
No, but here's the deal. I do think that's wrong for the players, unless they know the facts of the situation, to go out there and do that during the NFL time.
I like it.
Because they're alienating. No, because then they're alienating some of their fan
base. Yeah, but they have balls to take a stand. I respect that.
I don't know.
They're taking a stand even if it gets them in trouble. I think it's good.
I don't know. I think it's just putting on more
gang mentality. You just want them to keep sucking on the corporate
teat? More gang mentality.
You want them to keep sucking on the corporate teat, Bobby?
No, that's what they do.
Yeah, you're supposed to suck on the corporate
teat. They're sucking on the corporate teat.
They are sucking on it, yeah.
They're not doing anything out, Lynn. Anything that causes them any money, or they're not doing.
They could have been fined for that.
I'm glad Ray Rice got back in. I don't think he should have got suspended.
Yeah, the NFL chose not to because it would make them look bad. Everybody's just
I think Roger Goodell should be fired anyway. He's getting $40 million a year, this guy, and he runs it like a shithole.
But the owners don't want him. The owners like
they
him.
They like him. Yeah,
because
yeah, like
the more we complain about Goodell, the less we complain about the owners. So
right.
It works for them. He's like their lightning rod.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he takes the thing from him.
Yeah, they had a big interview with her, with his wife, on ESPN this week. I read it.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was a one time they were both drunk, isolated.
And she swung at him first and everything. She went for his gun, so he had to protect it. His weapon.
So you're merging issues, I think. You're merging topics.
Definitely merged topics there, Bobby.
I just had to throw it in there.
There was no gun involved in the Rice thing.
How do you know? How do you know?
Because we have a camera. We saw.
How do you know that he wasn't carrying a concealed weapon, which he has a permit? Which he has a permit for.
Let me get to the heart of it.
I don't like domestic abuse.
It's terrible. Okay, it's not a good thing. There's no way anybody could say that it is.
We're not saying it's a good thing.
I'm not saying you are. I'm saying there's no excuse for it. That being said, I think it made it worse that it was a videotape. If there was a videotape, look at Charlie Sheen. Look at these other guys who
all domestic violence looks like that.
Documented domestic abuse. Charlie Sheen, no one took his show. Floyd Mayweather, no one's preventing him from fighting. Like, all these people, because there's no videotape of it, the videotape of it really...
Well, not everybody's got a camera with a ding on it or something. There's a camera everywhere.
You were saying there should be, and Ben was saying that Girl Scouts and Crossing Guard should have cameras. Ben took it a step further. He's from Russia, because that's what everybody's KGB's watching.
Well, we have dashboard cams in Russia, because everyone's corrupt.
Everybody.
And that's why your countries are trying to, like, break off.
No, we're
they
trying
already
to,
did.
We're
they,
trying
the
to
Soviet
reunite.
Union broke up, and that's why they became Russia.
We are slowly reuniting.
No, you're not. The Georgia will never reunite. The rest of the Ukraine will never reunite. And I'm not talking about Atlanta, Georgia.
No?
Oh, yes, I am.
It's a country.
So.
Okay.
No, Atlanta, Georgia wants to go with Russia.
Let's go. Let's
Ohio
move.
State football player dead. Let's keep the football.
Okay. Well,
going.
Which
it was
is
a suicide.
It was a suicide.
It was a suicide.
It was a suicide because... He was wrestling.
He was a wrestler.
Yeah. And they were putting their smelly crotches in each other's faces.
All right, dude.
No, Bobby, let's
you
get
know
the
what?
Facts.
You twisted the issue enough now.
Let's get the facts before we get the joke.
They don't even take a... Let me tell you something. They don't even shower. No, he had quite a few concussions that he got from football. He has no documented concussions from wrestling.
All football concussions, then he decided to kill himself.
Right, just like Junior Seau.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he also wrote a note saying the same thing. He said he was embarrassed with his family. And Junior Seau said the same thing. All these problems all started when he started getting those concussions.
Yeah.
Will Ohio State and or the NCAA get sued into oblivion? Clear cause and effect. If he was at a doctor, hypothetical. Let's do a hypothetical.
But then everybody can get sued. Then there would be no football.
It might be a point in the near future where there is no football because of all the liability lawsuits.
That will not happen because there's too much of a demand. There's too much of it. There's too much money involved. Even the NCAA, so much money from college
gambling.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, billions.
So much money. So whenever there's that much money at stake, it's not going away. No. I mean, concussions, no concussions.
Right.
They're not. It's not going away. But you're right. They
especially
raise sites, but they're going to get quashed. Big money crushes
the little
money.
Guy.
No, not the little guy. the little, oh, this caused this, this litigious or whatever. If you have enough money, litigious, you'll crush that.
But in this case, if he had a wrestling medical at the end of wrestling season, and the only thing he did after his last wrestling season was football, and those are the concussions, and he has CTE.
And he only played one game,
actually. That's clear cause and effect, but he was practicing.
He was a walk-on. Like, well, when he had practice,
I think during a physical, though, you have to say, like, when I played a little league football, contact football, you have to sign off.
You have to sign off, yeah.
Yeah, but no one ever reads it. They can't really hold that. Never prevents any lawsuits or stops them.
But, I mean, if that's the first thing I would bring up in the lawsuit.
Because I played foosball and contact foosball, where you had to sign a thing, too.
Yeah, and then they're like, did you read it? And if you're like, no, I didn't, they just made me sign it, then trial proceeds.
Did you play foosball, too?
I played football, man sport.
What about foosball?
Foosball was for guys who couldn't play football. And oh, but I played football. To a game room.
I played football.
You said you played foosball.
I played foosball, too.
Next topic.
And I played with a guy's balls last night, too.
Next topic.
Next topic.
He teabagged me, the poor bastard.
I just can't do it.
He teabagged me. I couldn't believe it.
Nebraska coach Bo Pelini was fired after pretty much going 9-4 every year for 6 years.
He's from my hometown.
He's from your hometown, Youngstown, Ohio. I actually saw that.
So I'm against him being fired, because if he's from my town, he's obviously good.
But it's an insane... I mean, okay, we'll let your little fantasy go for a minute there. But
I heard you were one of the Brown Eyes from Ohio. The Ohio State team is the Buckeyes, but you were on the Brown Eyes, your football team.
He had a winning season every year.
Yeah.
Not even like 7-5, like 9-4, decent bowl games, but it wasn't good enough. That's bad karma. Like, what's the standard if you don't win the national championship every year?
With these kind of schools, if they want the top five finish.
Yeah, they want
you to win. That's like, that's unrealistic. Like, no one stays in the top five every year.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You don't know the facts of the firing. You don't know.
Alabama's right up there. Alabama.
Yeah, but you don't know all the facts.
How about that? What about Florida State? They're always in the top 10.
No, they a couple years back, they were struggling.
No, but they're always in there, Florida State, Seminoles.
I think that if you don't.
How about them Gators?
Yeah, they fired their coach, right?
Yeah.
Last champ.
Well, they had a losing record, so I understand that.
Well, I mean, I don't understand the thing behind Bo Pelini. I guess that wasn't good enough for Nebraska. They want.
You know why? They're the Cornhuskers.
Their national championship. They wanted a national champion. They didn't think he was the guy they'd bring him there, so they got rid of him.
Right.
I don't know why they... Is it... The season's over.
No,
right?
are they Cornhuskers?
I mean, there's still a bowl game, but
I'll ask you a question. Did the Cornhuskers use generally modified organic organism corn from Monsanto?
I think it's continuing a bad precedent where I think they're going to curse themselves with this. If you fire a coach that keeps going 9-4, you're going to get a coach that goes 6-6 or 4-8.
I don't know, man. I obviously didn't think it was good enough. They're like, we need.
Well, look, I don't think Kelly's going to be at Notre Dame to watch longer. And he did well before, but he
started out in high school.
Well, you know what? He got injuries this year. Injuries hurt.
Can I plug what I want to plug?
No, no. First of all, we're talking Notre Dame here.
I am talking about Notre Dame, bro.
Your high school is Notre Dame?
No, my high school football coach is the defensive coordinator for Notre Dame.
And that's where they hurt the defensive backs this year. They got both injured, the two backs, which really started their decline.
I hope they stay with him, though.
He did very good, Kelly.
I think he's a good coach.
He brought them up to, they almost won a national championship the other year. Bama beat them, but that team was not that good. He got them up there to the national championship.
Bama beat them real bad, too, but he beat them real bad.
I like when Notre Dame loses. It's the only team I root against, them and the Cowboys.
Right.
I root against the Cowboys, but not against Notre Dame.
Right.
I'm not a Notre Dame fan.
My coach is a
defensive coordinator. Now I root for them.
I heard Rutgers going down to Double-A.
Rutgers should go down.
We had a big 25-point from behind comeback victory against Maryland to finish the year 7-5. Thanks for bringing it up, Bob.
They beat the Terrapins. Big deal.
I think that I took away from that is from behind.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on.
Moving forward.
Obama's daughters were criticized by some Republican. Now she has to resign.
That's insane. That's insane. Why would you do that? Why would you even criticize the daughter?
And it was like saying they don't dress right or something.
First of all, why would someone say something like that? First of all, the disrespect they gave this president is unprecedented. It's unprecedented. The disrespect that they gave this guy. The country's doing 10 times better now than when Bush was in office.
You know what? I have to take issue with that. That's not even the point, whether the country... The guy's elected. There's no respect for the office of president anymore. On either side. There's no respect for it. You have to respect the office of president. You can complain, you can do all, you can protest, but you have to respect the office, and there's no more respect. Even in the mafia, they don't attack the families.
No, they don't attack the boss.
They don't attack
the boss of bosses.
They don't attack the families of the gangsters.
Right.
It's off limits. Even in the mafia. In politics, yeah, it's not off limits now?
No.
They go after the kids now?
Yeah.
What kind of world are we living in?
Kevin Spacey gets more respect as president than Obama. It's true.
I don't think it's about an individual. I think it's about the no one respects the
office of president.
You have to respect whoever's in there. We all voted for, so or whatever. We're all
the majority voted for him.
You cannot do that. Whether whoever's in there, Obama, whoever, you can't do that.
Well, then again, Al Gore was the won the popular vote, and he didn't get
in. But he
invented that's the rules of how to electoral college.
But he did invent the internet. Yeah,
he invented the internet, though.
Yeah,
but she had to resign at least, so that's good.
I and that's
yeah. I'm saying with you. I don't agree with attacking these people's families.
And I don't agree with that. She had to resign. I don't like that either.
I don't like that political.
I don't like
bullshit.
That you say something and now you have to pay with your job.
Right.
It's just.
It's getting too much. You can't.
It's
you know,
too much. No one even.
It's getting too much with just political incorrect bullshit.
You know what would have been great if she would have said something and then Obama's daughters and Obama would have been like, it's out of line. But, you know, and then she would apologize, and then they just forgive her. And then everybody goes on with their life. Well, that would be great if that would have happened.
Who's going to click on that news article?
I mean, anybody, forgiveness, is forgiveness even an option?
Not
in any of this. Is forgiveness an option anywhere?
I mean, Bobby and I forgave you for mailing in the moderation the last couple of months.
I'm bringing it hard today, though.
Yeah, he's been good at it.
Dude, I'm bringing it to the hole today.
You taking the hole today.
Ah, that was a nice. Right. But, yeah, no, that's...
I don't say anything bad about it.
No, I like.
I wouldn't slam at you like that. I'm a nice person.
Two more last couple of topics, more lighthearted, if you will. Dwayne Wade's wife called him an old geezer during an interview on air.
Well, get on. I remember Matty Goldberg beat him playing basketball. Did he?
That was great. I saw those pictures.
I believe
Matty Goldberg.
He did a commercial, right?
Yeah,
he played Dwayne Wade basketball.
Was that Gabrielle Union?
Yes,
is that his wife. I just think that's funny.
Yeah, no, it was a fun little topic.
I'm not going to write a blog or protest it.
Are you not going to make her resign from modeling?
She shouldn't have to resign from...
calling her man an old geezer on
TV?
What if we got Stephanie on the air and she called you an old geezer?
I would not blame her one bit.
Let's just talk about the football player, the guy Brown, that quit playing football to farm to give people... food.
Ah, I like that guy. I like that story. That's a human interest.
He retired. He was going to get $12.5 million for next year, and he retired because he learned how to farm watching the internet, YouTube, and already he's given out like 35 million pounds of potatoes and things like that to the poor. He gives all the farming except to feed his family. He gives everything else out to charity, 100%.
I like that.
He's a great guy.
No, that's a great niche. It's something you're doing. It's therapeutic.
Let's go to stories like that.
And then
that's a good story.
I like that story.
All right, here's another heartwarming story. In South Carolina, three guys had a big fist fight in a hot tub over who was the best paid escort for gay sex, obviously.
Who said that? It was gay sex.
It was in the Daily News.
No, you said obviously.
It was in the Daily News.
And what else did the Daily News say?
I only read the headline.
Gay guys who got in a fight in a hot tub. If that's not a headline, I don't know what is. Your thoughts?
My thoughts?
Yeah.
I don't have thoughts like that because I'm a one-on-one type of guy. I don't have...
You just told us about a double penetration the other week.
No, I did not. No, I did not.
That's literally the title of the podcast.
No, I did not. I never do that. I am a one-on-one guy and that's it. I'm not into these sex parties and the unsafe sex, all that bullshit. Because you got people out there, they go to these parties, 9, 10 people, they're banging each other in the ass and everything. That's
you take them in one at a time.
One at a time.
A kiosk.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. As long as you do that, and you do that in a good, safety manner and do the things right. But now you're talking about people that are getting involved in all types of nasty behavior with drugs and alcohol and everything else mixed in. And it's not good.
Wow.
And I bet the hot tub is filled with urine.
At least he's working the callback. I mean, it's bombed 4 straight times, but at least he has the
no. It's not everyone's going to see him from now on. They're going to look at him right now. I'm looking at him, and I can smell urine just looking at him.
All right, this really brings the podcast down to like a street level.
Well, I always go against the comedy. I already went to the 5 limit. You know what I mean?
This amount of urine references, I can't change our category from comedy to news, Bobby. You're single handedly destroying this podcast.
Single handedly.
No, we're going to make a run in news.
But the. People that do the urinalysis, they'll like it.
User tweets?
User tweets. First one, tweet slash heckle from at Ted Teddy Man. Mike has got to not mail it in on this week's podcast. Last week he had post-Blumkin depleted energy after Aruba. I think he did a good job.
He bought it this week, Ted Teddy Man.
Ted Teddy Man was right, and we should have read that first probably, so then it would have given me more motivation.
No, but you were motivated today anyway. No, you came out of it. You was in the fucking ballgame.
Yeah, I was in the zone.
You were right in.
I was in the podcast zone.
Yeah.
Teddy goes on, I'm giving odds that Mike will say his appreciate, his unique pronunciation of appreciate, within the next few podcasts. Say the word appreciate first.
Appreciate.
Oh, yeah, there it is. But you're saying appreciate instead of appreciate.
He's from Ohio.
Now, what if I left this podcast and never came back?
Would you appreciate that?
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Would
TJ,
you appreciate it?
Yeah, TJ Del Reno, one of those guys. What's those other guys' names? Those other guys, Italians over here? You got a spaghetti business?
Gino, Visconti.
You're our favorite Italian.
No, he never showed up, the Gino Visconti.
Gino never showed up.
Fuck him, he never showed up.
He pulled a Bobby Haha.
Next tweet.
No, I can't believe you're saying all these things today.
Teddy says, story. Man punched by his bew dies in the Bronx. Boo, maybe.
Bo. Not his bew.
This never happens in Bobby's relationship.
For a guy that's supposed to be so educated with the Caltech and all that shit. No wonder why you didn't get your PhD.
Bless my balls on appreciate.
And I'm going to throw this back. I say it every podcast. Your mother's still never going to be proud of you.
She was proud of the book, actually. She said she liked it. It was designed
she
really
She said
nicely.
She liked it? Yeah. Wow, it's very rare.
Bob, man,
he did do a good job.
Man punched in the Bronx dies.
His boyfriend, a 20-year-old, hit a 42-year-old in the parking lot of the Bronx Zoo and killed him with one shot.
Oh, my God.
Can we get him a 3-fight deal with HBO?
Maybe.
That's a thing where it's like that was unintentional. Right?
Yeah, the guy fell down, and then he hit his head, and then he had a heart attack and died.
It's weird that that happened at the
But that was cause and effect, so they're going to be charged with murder.
That can't be murder. That's got to be...
No, it's going to be manslaughter, but he's going to get charged with second-degree murder. Then they'll break it down to manslaughter.
He should get charged with second-degree murder. He should be charged
They always charge you with a higher crime, and then they break it down. That's what they do.
Standard sauna negotiating tactics.
Right.
I'm surprised this happened at the zoo. Stuff like that usually happens in the parking lot of a White Castle.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ben.
It's a good joke.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was
Teddy good. Adds, this never happens in Bobby's relationships because all he gives are loving donkey punches.
I don't do that. See, I don't give donkey punches, whatever the fuck that is. That's it. The girl in the pussy, ain't it a donkey punch?
It's the back of the head.
Back of the head. Back of the head to knock him out.
See, I don't need to do that. I like him awake when I'm having sex with him. I'm not like Ted Teddy Man. He does the Bill Cosby. Ted Teddy Man's like the Bill Cosby of, sex.
We'll have to ask him the next time he's on. I don't know. I do not want to comment on Ted Teddy Man's sexual habits.
I think the guy's the only way he's going to get laid if he gives the girl a roofie and puts him to sleep.
What about his
Are you
Yale
calling Teddy the Bill Cosby of this podcast?
The associate producer, yes.
What about a Yale? He has a Yale degree.
Yeah. And that's so, well, Bill Cosby got all these honorary degrees.
He has a Yale degree, which means he's able to make his own roofies.
Right.
Another one from Teddy. At TJ Del Reno, you are a lower echelon podcast celebrity from the PA pod.
Wow. Echelon.
He's going after everybody.
He's going to everybody. Jesus.
Careful what you wish for. At Robert Puncher is up for wrestle-offs.
Wow. Wow. Also, TJ Del Reno made a mark against Robert Puncher.
I don't know.
They must have been like a tweet war. I don't tweet anybody. I don't go for that shit.
Special guests are, it's a Twitter war.
We had another one from Teddy. Mike had a tweet. I thought it was funny. You know you're old when your Christmas list and your bucket list are the same. #Christmas. Teddy responded, Mike, this has all the earmarks of a joke written by Ben. And I said, is that meant as an insult or a compliment? And to which one of us?
Well, that's probably an insult.
And Teddy said, exactly.
Exactly. That means it's an insult because if Ben writes a joke, it's pretty bad.
You didn't respond back to any of those. I was a little hurt. I thought
we don't read that shit. We don't read Ted to Teddy Man.
Mike reads all
the
tweets.
You're the one that wants to read tweets. I don't read no one. I got a million tweets. People tweet at me, and I don't read them.
That's because you don't know how computers work.
I think I was on to the next joke. That's really what it was.
Last tweet, Teddy. Again, by the way. We know we have other friends and listeners out there, hundreds of them.
Tweet at us.
If not thousands, please tweet at us depending on the week. Thousands depending on the week. Tweet at us at the PA Pod, THEPAPOD, so that we don't have to read all of Teddy's tweets.
And to my sponsors, we have millions of people out there.
And to my sponsors, we have tens of millions of people.
And to my drug and alcohol sponsor, I've been clean and sober for a week.
I've been clean for a long time now.
Get out.
Yeah. I stopped doing that some months ago.
Last one from Teddy. He says, at UberFacts, I would rather watch a closed circuit TV camera of what goes on in Bobby's bedroom than the Big Bang Theory.
Of course.
Big Bang Theory had that double meaning in that.
There is definitely a double meaning in that.
Yeah, double
Big Bang Theory. Yeah. It's good.
That's the show. Close it out, Mark.
Okay. No.
Let's.
Wait.
Little parting music?
Well, why don't you say goodbye first, then play the parting music? Oh, guys, should I play the audiobook at the end? No, I'll do an audiobook.
No. We can't.
It's great that we have our production meetings on air.
Okay, here we go. Listen, it was a great show, everyone.
Mike closes it out. Hold on.
We're gonna let.
Yeah, but I'm gonna close it out, but then the music.
Then the music.
Then we're gonna have music of the great singer.
Who shall remain nameless.
Yeah, but this is a very talented young man.
Say a prayer for him. He's still recovering this morning.
No, he's not recovering. He's sang the song here.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Passive Aggressive Podcast for comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione. Have a great week.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for correcting me. And we'll see you next week. We won't, though. You'll hear us next week.
Hit play, Bobby.
We're going to have to.
This is the worst. Now it's dead air. This is.
It was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away.
What was in his phone?
Oh, I don't know. I don't believe in the yesterday. Why he had to go, I don't know, he wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I don't need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in the yesterday. Uh-huh.